John S. Doyle is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
The future employment prospects of a convicted person are of limited concern to a sentencing court when dealing with serious cases. So said Mr. Justice Tony Hunt in the Central Criminal Court yesterday when jailing a man found guilty of raping a young woman with a bottle, as the Irish Times reports. The sentence for Jonathan Moran was 9 years, with the final year suspended. It came, the paper says, just 3 weeks after intense controversy over the fully suspended 3-year sentence given to a soldier, Cathal Crotty, for assaulting Natasha O'Brien and knocking her unconscious. The young woman who suffered the rape, Blawnaid Raleigh, is prominent on the Irish Independence front page. The paper reports her as saying that the judge had sent a very clear message about sexual violence against women, and I am happy with that. She expressed her support for Natasha O'Brien and said that young men are not calling out their peers over violence against women. And Ms. O'Brien is the main story for the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror. She has welcomed the decision by the Director of Public Prosecutions to appeal the suspended sentence her attacker received. Her words, "Thank God," give the Mirror its lead headline. The Times reports in its lead story that Aer Lingus is leasing aircraft and crews to aid it in combating industrial action by pilots. The Examiner leads with a study by Cork-based doctors and researchers which has found that almost half the population have used sunbeds despite knowing the risks to their skin. A study of more than 1,000 people found that tanned skin is still seen as a sign of beauty and not dangerous sun damage. Taoiseach is warned we may be building too many houses. That's the lead headline on The Independent. A new report from the Economic and Social Research Institute says, as you may have heard in the bulletin, that demand for new homes between 2025 and 2030 could be as low as 35,000 a year if the recent surge in immigration abates. That would be significantly below the 50,000 houses a year which the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, promised to deliver when he was elected Fine Gael leader in April, Donal O'Donovan writes. What is described as a stunning decision by the US Supreme Court is given prominence on the Times front page. In a major legal victory for Donald Trump, Keith Duggan reports from Washington, D.C., the court found he was entitled to at least partial immunity from charges he faces of attempting to subvert the result of the 2020 presidential election. The winner of that election, Joe Biden, gets much coverage too. His decision to seek re-election at the age of 81 is an old man's folly, according to Fintan O'Toole. In a column in the Times, O'Toole says that Biden, even before his disastrous debate with Trump last week, was very obviously not, or at least not always, razor-sharp and mentally vigorous. He is patently too old for the task he faces. Fergus Findlay in The Examiner writes with sorrow about that TV debate. He says a good and decent man was exposed as really frail and allowed a vicious liar to look like the only one who could carry the burdens of the presidency. If Biden does withdraw, Findlay reckons, it will be because the difference between him and Trump is character.
Thanks, John.